Welcome to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast, where you'll hear from entrepreneurs paving the way in business and in life, sharing a message in entrepreneurship, building a legacy, and giving tips on how they grew their business. This is Salam Willis, your host, excited to be with you for today's episode, sponsored by Salam Willis International, your virtual COO, handling the numbers and special launch projects in your business so you can focus on doing what you love. Hey, Legacy Roadmap podcasters. Today I have Kimberly Owens with me. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good, good. Now, Kimberly is the owner of Kimbra, where she helps you create multiple passive income streams in your business. So, Kimbra, I love that. Which one do you prefer that I call you, Kimberly or Kimbra?
You can call me Kimbra.
Kimbra. Okay, perfect. So I love that you help create passive income and, of course, multiple streams of income. Tell me a little bit more about that and how you got started.
Well, I actually got started before passive income streams became popular back in 2008. Well, before then, I was a corporate training specialist, where I traveled training new hires and cross training for different system applications. So that's all I knew back then. And then I was diagnosed with a lupus back in 1995. And so in doing that, I didn't know how I was going to continue to work with having this illness that, of course, just breaks you down over time. And so back in 2008, I had just had a newborn baby and I was so frustrated with my income. And so what happened was I ended up quitting my very good job that I had due to postpartum. Oh. And I went to live with my mother. I didn't know what I was going to do. I felt like I was useless because I was always busy doing something. And so during that time, I then applied for Social Security disability and was approved. And so I started to get payments every month. And if you know anything about disability, you get paid once a month. And right. Unless you have something else coming in, that is all you get paid for that time. And so, you know, I wasn't used to living that kind of lifestyle because, again, I had a decent job. And so now I have this newborn baby that I'm totally taking care of by myself. And so I need to figure something out. And so I began to do my research on the Social Security Administration website and different other places that I can get the information that I needed. And I learned that I could make income in addition to receiving my disability check. And so, again, I did further research because, you know, once the government gets wind that you are earning extra income, that gives them a red flag. So then they start to research you. So I know that whatever leap that I decided to take, that it needed to be legally, number one, and within the parameters that I would still receive my monthly check. So I began to research different ways of making money. Back then, to be honest, work at home, customer service and things like that weren't popular. You know, back then, I think stuffing envelopes had came out and then you didn't know what to think about that. And so that was really the only popular thing going on at the time. And so I said to myself, well, what can I do to bring in extra money? And I started selling on eBay. Mm. We all know what eBay is. Right. And I started to get my old clothes and my, you know, because, you know, these kids, they grow so fast, especially when they're babies. And so, you know, just as quick as I purchased my son an outfit, just as quick as he grew out of it. So I was able to sell his used clothes and different things. And I was able to actually generate extra income. Of course, you know, I had to let the government know my intentions and about what I was bringing in on a monthly basis. But as long as I was able to report that every month, then it was very doable. And so that's how I got my start.
Wow, that's pretty cool that you were able to repurpose your son's clothes and then you got paid for it.
Yes. Yes.
So walk me through what lesson you learned during this journey. It's like that was the very beginning of you getting started. You got a taste of what passive income can be. And of course, with the little work that you put in it and research.
Yes.
So what lessons did you learn?
Well, the biggest lesson is, as they say, we perish because of lack of knowledge. Mm. And if you want to put that in, a carnal term, we can be at the end of the totem pole because we just don't know. Okay. And because I knew and because I researched on something that I could do to help increase value in our household as far as money and, you know, taking care of my child, I had to do what I had to do. And so therefore it took me to have the ability or get the initiative to research this information. And so that's a big lesson learned. And then I look at even being coaching now today, other people and doing the same thing is a lot of times, you know, we sit lazy, like there's nothing that we can do. Mm-hmm. Like, there's absolutely nothing we can do. And really there is, as they say, there's always one way to skin a cat. And that's so true. So it's just about really you taking the initiative to research and find whatever you need to find, because if we seek, we're definitely going to find. So it's up to you and it's up to the person. So that's something that I've learned, that anything I want in my life, in my business, that I can achieve. It's just about going out to get it and taking the initiative to make it happen.
Wow. So definitely taking the initiative to do whatever it takes to create passive income is what you're saying?
Well, it's just really a general thing. It's taking the initiative to do anything you want in life. So whether that's generating passive income, whatever you want to do, it's just about going and getting, you know, purposing it in your mind. This is what you want to happen, and then making it happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got you. So what does passive income play into you building your legacy?
Well, it plays a major part because being that I am technically disabled, I have been deemed disabled again since 2008. I can't, as they say, do the manual labor thing. So you have your makeup artist that's on their feet all day doing makeup, and you have the hairstylist working 10 and 12 hours a day doing hair, and they bring in a pretty penny doing it. Right. Me being who I am and having what I have, I'm unable to do that. That tires me out if I stand up more than 20 minutes at a time. So I had to come up with a way that I can continue to make revenue, but not work myself to death or to the point that I'm too tired to do anything else. And doing that has certainly helped me in creating a legacy here for my household and to let people know that, you know, that you can use the World Wide Web to your advantage, because that is the wave right now. That is the thing of today, is using online. So whatever you can do in order to maximize and in order to create revenue online is definitely a good thing to do. And so that's pretty much what I want to create. And I want to show others how to create that legacy as well.
That's commendable of you to want to help others, because you, like you say, you're disabled. You have been disabled for about 10 years now.
And So
now you're reaching out and you're helping others along the way. And I commend you for that. Know a little bit about lupus. So having everything that you've been through along your journey play a part in your legacy and building a legacy, and you not giving up is, I just take my hat off to you. That's
giving up is not an option. It has never been an option in my household. And not that my parents pushed me so much. It just seemed like I was just born with the DNA just to keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what the circumstances, to keep doing it. Because even when I had to give up my job because of postpartum and being sick, I just felt like I just needed to do something. Right. I just couldn't sit back and collect the check every month. And of course, I had my baby and I was raising him. And it just, I feel like I just needed to do something else for myself to make me feel like that I was valuable to me. And so in doing that, you know, I did not only did it for myself, but now I can show others how they can do it as well.
Well, Kimra, is it expensive to build passive income? I know dealing with different softwares and what's your process of building a passive income stream?
Well, I created a name for myself and I call myself the Queen of Free. So what that means is I don't like to pay for anything. What I do is I seek out those, that software and those tools that I would pay little or nothing for in order and still generate the money that I need to generate in my business.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So anything that you can name that's out there, I can tell you about other software that works the same way, but it's free.
Huh?
Yes.
Do you have an example for our listeners?
I do have an example. Like I'm also a blog coach. Not only am I a passive income coach, I'm a blog coach. So what I do is I help new and aspiring bloggers. I show them how to create and monetize their blog for little or no money. And so what I do is I first explain to them how to build a blog, how to start the blog. And a lot of people think it's just rocket scientists or just so much to it, but all they have to do is purchase a domain for like $3.45. And I work in affiliate marketing. And so what I do is I give them a little trick. I would say, okay, so what the first thing you do is I want you to join Ebates. Okay. Join Ebates. And then once you join Ebates, and I'm not sure everybody know how Ebates work, but it's a type of website where you will get money back. You actually get cash back for shopping on this website. And so they basically, they host all of the major retailers and online stores. So if you go through this website, it will track your cookies and it will give you cash back based on the purchase that you made. So what I do is I give them little tricks on how to get money back, even starting their blog. So I have them join Ebates, of course, through my affiliate link. And then once they join Ebates, I say, okay, the first thing we're going to need to do in order to build your blog is purchase a domain. Okay. So if you go through Ebates and purchase Bluehost through Ebates, you get $10 back. Not only that, you get $15 for joining under my affiliate link, and I get $25.
What?
So instead of paying the $3.45 per month for Bluehost, you get basically the first 5 or 6 months free because you get that cash back through Ebates. Okay. And so giving them that, they're already so excited because they already made money.
Exactly. Okay? Yes. No, you didn't have to share the link. We're going to share the link with the podcasters in your show notes so that they can get that passive income going
up. Yes. And that's really one of the examples that I give them. And then, you know, once they buy their hosting, of course, and they buy their domain name or whatever inside of their cPanel, you know, you can build a WordPress site for free. Okay, and this is not the WordPress.org. Of course, that's great as well, but you have to pay them you have to go premium in order to get some of the plugins that you need. So only thing you have to do is just buy your own hosting. Okay, so buying it through Ebates, you already get 5-6 months free. So now you just built a free blog.
Right.
You built a free blog and you made money. So that's kind of very exciting when I give them that very first step. It's like, okay, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. Well, my next question was, how long is it going to take to be successful when you start bootstrapping your business? But it seemed like from the jump, you're letting everybody know you can be successful, start bringing in that income right away.
You really can. I think the biggest thing is I've worked alone for so long, like having e-commerce sites and selling on eBay. And one of the things that I wanted to do, which I recently just started, is I wanted to, again, show other people how it can be done. Because I know a lot of people that are in situations such as mine. And a lot of times they say, you know, if you don't have a lane to get in, you create your own lane. So that's what I wanted to do, create my own lane so that I can help these very people that I'm on the phone with day in and day out. And they're just sitting there just telling me what's going on. And I can help them make passive income too. You know, and you'd be surprised the older people that come to me that are on Social Security, they don't know that they can make money every month and still receive their paycheck.
Well, so all we have to do is just research a little bit to find out.
But you know what? Everything that is taught, everything that the gurus per se sell, we can find online. The right. only difference is we package it up in a way so people can understand without mm-hmm. them having to spend hours and hours and hours and hours researching these things. That is something that we're gifted to do.
Yeah.
So we put together a package and a training to present to these people and they buy it. That's the only difference.
Wow.
That's the only difference. And so I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy helping and, you know, making a difference in someone's life, because I tell you, the way our economic status is as a country now, you don't know. In 20 years, there may not even be a Social Security. So what then? What are we going to do then? So it's best to come up with something where you can make those coins and you can generate those coins and be okay.
Right. You can't depend on someone else.
That's right.
Well, Kimber, walk us through an obstacle in your business that you would overcome that you thought you never would.
You know, the biggest thing for me is kind of starting over. I think we all have passed and we all have done things or have been involved things that might not have been pleasing to everyone. And I used to, I was a party promoter in the past. And so it was different for me coming over to the coaching side. It was like, okay, do I bring that audience with me or do I build a new audience? So what I had decided to do was just to build a brand new organic audience mm-hmm. that would be interested in the passive income side of my business. And see, that's another thing. I have like 7 streams of income. So yeah. this is not the only bread and butter for me. So again, there are different audiences for different types of niche. And so it was a struggle. It was a struggle and it took a long time, but mm-hmm. it's about being consistent and it's about really reaching those people that really crave what you have. And that's pretty much how I overcame, is being consistent and learning how to target my audience. I think a lot of times people really have a problem with honing in on those people that need them. They just kind of just promote to everybody and see who bites. And that's really not the way to do it. You know, back in the day, you did it back in the day. It's called mass marketing, where, you know, you put an ad in a phone book and hope somebody land on your page. You right. know, it's so much easier now, you know, where you can just kind of pinpoint and hone in on those people that truly need what you have. And so that was always a challenge when I first started the coaching side of my business. But it is now becoming more and more easier to know exactly what I'm looking for and just to kind of listen to conversations when people are talking and different things and kind of listening for key words to see the best way you can help. So that's really, yeah, I've overcome that.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Thank you. Now, is there any additional wisdom that you want to pass on to future legacy builders?
Well, you know what? I just say, be consistent. Be consistent. Know what you want. And if you don't see a lane for you to walk therein, create a lane. Because in today's times, whatever, and I say it again, whatever your passion is, there is an audience out there for you, no matter how good, no matter how bad, and no matter how indifferent mm-hmm. it may be, there is somebody out there that would be attracted to what you are doing. So you just have to keep at it. You just have to be consistent, and you have to know within yourself, have confidence and have faith that you are going to achieve mm-hmm. what you set out to achieve. And a lot of us call it the secret, but yeah. that is the secret. And it's just believing. It's just believing, receiving, and making it happen, because faith without works is dead. That's and so right. if we don't move on what we believe that we can achieve, then it won't happen. So as long as we be true to that and stay consistent to that, you can do exactly whatever you set out to do.
Well, I hope you heard it here first. You done. Kimber said that it can be done. And of course, no is not an option and failure is not an option.
That's right.
Well, tell us, is there any book that influenced you on your journey, since we're keeping the Legacy Roadmap podcasters informed? We want to mm-hmm. also keep them educated.
One of the books, and I, you know what, being the age that I am, and by the way, I'll be 44 next week. Happy birthday. Thank you. I can really say that I'm definitely blessed to be here, you know, because with everything in my health, but, you know, I'm so glad to be here. But I, Amazon has this Audible where, you know, I used to be one that read like 20 books in a month. You know, I love to read. But, you know, as I grow older and different things and my focus is different, Audible is such a good thing. And one of the books that I was able to listen to on Audible is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Yes. And I like the book. I really, really like the book. I enjoyed the different stories that they portrayed in the book and the different examples of how people was able to overcome adversity and overcome, or just kind of get over the hump and know that if they think that they are, then they are. It's really all about faith. You know, you really don't have to be a deep Christian, or you don't have to be holy roller, as they would call it, to really exercise that word faith. And so when I read that book, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it because it was very old fashioned. And I know because it was written so long ago, but right, it was very old fashioned. I'm somewhat old fashioned. And so I really liked the values that the book really portrayed. So if anybody, you know, can get a hold of that book, it's definitely worth the read.
Well, we'll definitely have that in the show notes as well. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely an oldie but a goodie.
Yes, it is.
So Kimbra, tell the podcast listeners how they can learn more about your different trainings that you have.
Well, you can actually go to my website at www.kimbra.info. Again, www.kimbra.info, and you can meet me there. On the website, if you would like to work with me, you can click on the Work With Me tab. I do right now, I am offering a special to those who are on Social Security Disability and just would like to talk, to learn the type of things that they can do while receiving their check. I do need to make a disclaimer. I do not work for the Social Security Administration. I only go by experience. So I do, you know, tell those who I coach, you know, to do your own research and do your own due diligence based on what I tell you. But I've been through it. I came out unscathed. So you can go to my website again, www.kimbra.info. I also have a Facebook business page. It's called Generate Passive Income with Kimbra. You can join me there, or you can go to my Instagram page, Kimbra_the_diva.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Thank you, Kimbra, for joining.
No problem. Thank you.
Podcast. We have enjoyed you, and anyone on disability, Social Security disability, take Kimbra up on her offer.
Yes.
And we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This week, we salute Fannie Lou Hamer, who was a civil rights activist who helped African Americans register to vote and also co-founded the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party. She was involved in student nonviolent coordinating committees, and like many poor Blacks at the time, she was sterile without her knowledge or consent. Hamer had polio as a child. She protested in the face of heavy opposition and was beaten in Mississippi jailhouses, which caused kidney damage and limp. She is known for saying, "I am sick and tired of being sick and tired." Fannie Lou Hamer, we salute you and thank you for everything that you have done for us today. Thanks for listening to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast with Salam Willis. If you enjoyed today's show and want to check us out, visit salamwillis.com. Please leave us a review and join us next week for more entrepreneurship, legacy, and business tools. See you next time.